The founders forgot that we had medical liberty.
We seem to be losing by taking the side of the middle. And we seem to constantly be losing.
I think Trump has made some kind of arrangements with Russia.
This person has made the allegations that they were a man.
If there's content that's borderline, that's content that we basically will not.
There is no second best. There's no second best crypto asset.
Let's talk about science.
I respect you and I have a great deal of appreciation to you, JF, because in a time when everybody was attacking me, when Sargon doxed me and smeared me, you were the only one who gave me a platform, and you were very kind in helping me put the truth out there.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Jeff G. Tonight, we have a new camera set up. So now the camera is on an independent stand. In theory, if I move, you shouldn't see the camera shaking anymore. Let's try. I think it's hard for me to tell because my screen is shaking when I shake like this. But I believe that the camera is not shaking. I believe that we have a solid Hercules mic stand now holding the camera in place. The big problem was that everything in my setup, including the monitors, the microphone, and the camera, they were all attached to this little Walmart desk that holds my computer. And so shaking the Walmart desk, it's very easy to get my monitors to shake. But now the camera should be stable. Ty Rogerson says, good stuff. The colors of the wooden pixels is muted, perhaps related. Yeah, having changed the camera position and all, the settings have changed. I'll try to recover that soft, silky color to the wooden pixels, but we're getting there. It's going to get better. Planet Mars Pod says, I like the shake. It was like Papa JF shaking me awake, but this is a huge improvement. Very nice. Yeah, I had a list. I still have a list of other things I want to do, but at least our decor is getting better. Dave the Impaler says, 90% of the questions will just be, did you unalive your wife? Lol. Well, no, I think that the obsession around me being a murderer is a very niche thing. They can make a lot of noise when they're propped up by various podcasts who obsess about me, but they really are a bubble. I think that they really are just a bunch of internet really like broken people. I've made a lot of Ask Me Anythings, and this question almost never comes because the watchers of this show are not part of this bubble. End of the line. Joel says, will the EU continuing goals of censoring will the EU's continuing goals of censoring global social media, for instance, Twitter, and implementing digital ID, end up silencing our last outlets for speech? I certainly it will create internet bubbles, but I think that Elon is standing strong on the side of free speech. I think that if Europe comes with special rules, I think that Elon will make it so that they will only apply in Europe. They will not apply across the world, but certainly for the people in Europe, this means access to free speech is going to be hard. I mean, it's already. I was just driving from PEI to Alberta and passing through Quebec. My children couldn't even watch their favorite shows on YouTube because in Quebec, they are censored. So it's already here. There's internet bubbles that people don't hear about, but that are definitely there. Completely ridiculous. Depriving children of access to kids, really kids content, because it doesn't fit the standards of the Quebec government. That's where we are. And the adult populations, to a certain extent, will be living through the same thing. They will apply the same thing in Europe. And eventually, if you have a European friend, they will be very disconnected from everything that happens. Anti-Social Justice Wire says, I stumbled on a Facebook page about JF today. It was weird. Okay, what was that Facebook page saying, Anti-Social Justice? Was it one of those obsessions around Mama JF? Marby Dog says, hot take, I don't think Mama JF is dead. I hope not. Yeah, you know, it's... I think there's a good chance that she's alive. Because... who dies right after sending a message saying, JF, I'm about to disappear forever. If you need me to sign something or if you need any of my passwords, it's time to ask because in 30 minutes from now, you'll never hear from me again. Doesn't sound like someone who's about to be murdered. She could have been murdered, but that doesn't sound like someone... who was headed to be murdered. It sounds like someone who was headed to remake a new identity, to be reborn under a different form. I believe that Mama JF may just be out there chilling and enjoying the show. Anyways, what a spectacle. What a spectacle this woman has done. It's incomprehensible for people who don't have her brain. But I understand her brain. Her brain is out there. She wanted to make a subversive move on society. She thought, I'm going to make babies for JF. And then I'm going to disappear. Oh, bro, the art. I'm one of the rare people on the earth who can appreciate the art of Mama JF. I appreciate. I think if you're gonna mess a family, if you're gonna abandon the idea of being monogamous and stable, might as well go fabulously like this. Ryan says, Papa JF, I wish our circles weren't so controversial and we could be normal people without worrying about doxing, etc. Pretty sure I live close to you and have a badass John Deere lawn tractor I no longer need. Are you serious, bro? I would go get your John Deere lawn tractor. I have a minivan. I can probably carry it. Ryan, send me a DM on Discord because I'll totally take a John Deere lawn tractor. I'm not gonna pay huge amounts for it. But it depends. Is it an old tractor? Would I have to pay a lot for it? I'm not paying $10,000 just to get a tractor, okay? John Deere, whatever. But if you're getting rid of it and you can make it cheap, I will maybe buy it from you. Cosmic Code says, the state loves to take children from their fathers. I know all about it personally. Absolutely disgusting. Still no political project for all this talk of, you know, we need to win the midterms. Tim Pool, you know, we need to win the midterms. Fuck you. I don't give a shit. I don't know what you have as interest in the Republican Party. As long as I don't hear serious fixes for society. I'm not going to cry because we lose the midterms. Fuck your midterms. And I'm paraphrasing partly Candace Owens because Tim Pool was saying she should stop doing all this stuff around Charlie Kirk because we're going to lose the midterms.
28, and it's because she's a piece of shit. Because instead of saying, guys, let's come together and figure out how to work together, she says the stupidest, retarded crap. And now everybody's running around divided and broken. For what reason? For literally what reason?
Because they killed Charlie Kirk in broad daylight and we don't care about your stupid midterms.
You know, I'm with Candace on this. We don't. The Republican Party is not offering anything amazing. And I'm tired personally of voting for the lesser arm. There should be a voice for reason in a crazy culture. And there should be a voice for the truth. Ryan says, no, it's a John Deere X350 with mulching attachment and 15 hours on it. I bought it new 9 months ago for $5,000. You can just have it. I'm not on Discord. I'll PM you in the morning on X with my address. Well, Ryan, I could not buy it for $5,000, but if you want me to honor your mulching John Deere, I totally will take it. I totally will keep it around. I'm going to build a little shack just to care for it, just to keep it in good condition. Bro, I'm going to honor your John Deere. Mulching attachment on top of it. Not that I have a big land at this point. At this point, it's not like I'm going to have much things to mulch. But I do have neighbors who are farmers and gardeners, and I'm sure they will love having this tool. So yeah, I mean, do send me a DM on Twitter and we'll see if it's feasible. Now, it's a John Deere. Can it be a tractor for other thing, or is it stuck with the mulching? Ryan says, lol, I've stolen your content for years with zero super chats. I owe ya. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I'm like a child tonight who received this Christmas gift. I always wanted to have one of these beautiful tractors. But it's like, for $5,000, they're kind of not worth it in my life because I don't really need a tractor. But bro, oh man, I love that. I'm going to just ride around my tractor. And it's funny that you offer me this because I was starting to think about planting the land around because I do have a supplementary land beside the house. And I was starting to think about planting black currants. Like I have space for about 120 black currant trees, full growth. They are about 3 meters large. You have to leave 3 meters spacing between each. Man, I was thinking, what if I had 120 black currant producing trees? Because they are, on PEI, I had difficulties because I was placing them. We were tight. There were other trees that were hiding the sun. But in my current position, they are on plain, perfect soil. They would be producing. They have perfect sun. Everything is a plane. There's not a tree in sight. Bro, if you can give me your John Deere tractor. I don't even need the John Deere tractor, but I'm just gonna be driving it around, planting black currants on my land. Oh, wow. I love to hear this. This would be the happiest super chat ever. Ryan says, yes, you can add a snowblower attachment if you want, but they're like $1,000. You know, I still don't have a solution to shovel my snow. So right now I'm shoveling manually. Wow, it would be nice with the John Deere tractor just pushing the snow. Oh, wow. Holy shit. That is so beautiful. But anyways, Tim Pool is saying Candace is so fucking easily played. Nah, Tim, you said those things on your show. Don't come with the whole sarcasm crap, please. I hate when Tim Pool does this. I was just being provocative. What do you even believe in? What do you even believe in? You believe in nothing. You're always stepping back on what you say on your show. Your show is so uninteresting. That's why Tim Pool is losing attention to Candace Owens. Your show is so uninteresting, you have to boost it with these fakeries. And now you abandon them when you get called out on it. Absolute crap. You know, a lot of people criticize Candace Owens for her journalistic ethics. I think she's borderline. I think there are problems. But Tim Pool is the sewer of journalistic ethics to be backing off like this. Mushling says, how long does it take for you to climax with a man's penis in your bum? Infinity. Infinity. In fact, I believe that if I had ever a penis in my bum, I may never be able to climax again. I may just be too traumatized. Cosmic Code says, David Lynch made a movie once about an old guy that had a little tractor. He traveled around the epic landscapes of America on this old tractor. Bro, I'm gonna be driving that John Deere around the little town in which I live. I'm gonna be so happy to lend it to the people, lend it to anyone who uses it. There's a lot of people around me who have a John Deere like this. as far as the sandwich, what was? Kids Dad says, Jeff, do you have the muffaletta sandwich in white people food? No, I didn't have this noted. And I'm currently editing the whole section around sandwiches. So let me take a note of this. Muffaletta sandwich. Is that one of those sandwiches with the super white cheese? This white Italian, maybe water buffalo milk cheese. All right. There was another recipe that someone suggested. I'm trying to get to it. What was the recipe? Jeff, did you see the Asian comedian bit about white people being the only ones who like rhubarb? Can we get some rhubarb tart or strawberry rhubarb pie in the cookbook to embrace the stereotype? Rhubarb tart, rhubarb, strawberry pie. Those are absolutely excellent. I didn't know it was just a white people thing, but you're absolutely right. When you think about it, rhubarb is one of these bizarre vegetables, but that grow very well in the north because they take the winter well and they regrow the next season. So, yes. Sadie Edwards says, wrench me up, Papa. We got trolls. Okay, yes. They're starting to be spammers. Let's add as a moderator. Here, you are now a moderator, Sadie Edward. Don't abuse your power, but if someone is just clearly saying stuff that doesn't make sense, trolling, pearly, with no point to it, you can ban them. There's discussion around Candace Owens and her interaction with TPUSA, where she has been for a long time demanding a discussion with TPUSA. She has been demanding answers. TPUSA has imposed a date. They said, you should be in our studio on December 15th at this time, and we're going to have a debate around all of your claims. We're going to reveal all of the truth and all of the answers. And she has refused because of the time constraint and the location. constraint. Now, we have to discuss, is that a fair refusal? Let's first hear her.
The assumption is that you are live streaming because you want the internet to be able to attend, right? That's the whole purpose and function of live streaming an event, is that it invites everybody to be able to attend. So when you extend an invitation of live streaming and you don't explicitly say it must be in person, why would I assume that you're going to rescind the offer if I say that I can appear via live stream? Okay. They never said that when they made the offer and they were pretending that they were being sincere. They never made in person a point of their demands. They never also said that I had to respond within 24 hours. That's a hostage situation. Okay. There's no way that I could have accommodated all of that in a million years, 24 hours to respond. How about, let me see if I can make that work. Even if I could have made it work, which I couldn't have, because my husband instantly said, no, you cannot do this Monday. And he runs the household and he has an important thing going on that day, which involves people that are coming in from overseas. But even if I could have made that work, I would not have within 24 hours have confirmed to them if they had even sent me an email, because I have kids. I would have had organized things, and it would have just taken longer than 24 hours. And they knew that. It is not my inclination to go to Phoenix without having my team with me. And my husband is very much a part of my team. But I will say that I will raise it further with the Supreme Court of George Farber. If you are insinuating, and actually if you can confirm that you are saying that you will allow me, as you said further in this, to bring whatever it is, because it would be more authentic if it was face-to-face. If you're saying that I don't have to deal with you, and this is actually going to be very open, and I can ask every question under the sun, I might beg.
So people are, of course, the opponents of Candace are saying, oh, she's refusing. I think it is fair of Candace, and it is fair. I like her attitude with respect to her husband, because the fact is, this is tactical nightmare. And a man should be making decisions about tactical nightmares. A man should be deciding whether it's worth it to risk Candace's life, because that is what they are asking for. Candace's life. To be basically brought physically into an identifiable area at an identifiable time by a hostile set of forces who can leak all sorts of information about her entry door to people who are interested in killing Candace. I would be extremely careful, and I think that George Farmer's decision here is absolutely reasonable. Now, she says it's because they have something else on top of it, but just tactically, he would be justified in saying, no, we don't risk the life of the female of the house, still fertile, could still produce more babies, and in any case, is the mom of the existing babies. We're not going to do this. And Kat's dad says, wouldn't that be too obvious? Well, wasn't the killing of Notorious B.I.G. too obvious? Ultimately, it's always like someone in the team leaks the... Because Notorious B.I.G. was being brought to a studio of a bunch of hostile forces. One member of the studio leaks the info to the opposing gang. Now the opposing gang knows Notorious B.I.G. is going to be here. That is how it happens. And it could happen even if there's not a single person in TPUSA wanting Candace dead. But out of the info leaks and the tactical dangers implied in such a ultimatum, it is fair for her to... By the way, back in our days, it was always live stream. If you have the possibility of a safe interaction, there's nothing to be lost in live stream connection. We have good studios. I mean, I'm sure Candace can stream perfect quality. So... And you are in control of the platform if you are TPUSA, and you could even mute her. But that would be much safer than a physical encounter. So I personally stand by Candace and her right to refuse without being shamed for having... She is not refusing interaction or the debate. She's refusing the parameters and the apparent injustice. By the way, even in virtual encounters, there are certain types of invite that I refuse. Like if it looks like a ganging, if it looks like they're trying to get you into a pile, and they want to shut you down, or they want to abuse the mute button. If there's not someone hosting this with some kind of an interest in neutrality and objectivity, very often I will refuse that kind of invitation. Ked's dad says, "Lol, did you choose Biggie because he is black like Candace?" Yes. Yes, I specifically chose Notorious Biggie. Biggie Smalls, because he is just like Candace. Almost a perfect copy, except the weight. No, but it does, in terms of organized killing, I think that the Notorious B.I.G. case is a good model. It gives you an idea of how it happens. It's easier than people think. It's easier than people think. Now, all this thing with TPUSA makes me very expectant of the December 14 date, 15, because I'm excited. I would like to know what TPUSA has to say. Now, my guess is perhaps they're going to come out with the full explanation of what the Egyptian plane is, and perhaps they will be able to tell a story that makes the role of this Egyptian plane coherent without it being involved in the murder. But even if TPUSA was to say this was the function of the Egyptian plane, there might still be questions about, well, maybe they also were interested somehow in the murder of Charlie Kirk. So, I mean, we'll see, but I think that what Candace has done, no matter what is the conclusion of all this, what Candace has done is keep up the questioning line, the pushing line, on a question that almost everyone abandoned the next day after Charlie Kirk's death. And to me, it's commendable. Commendable because if we don't have mechanisms for finding the truth and pushing people to be honest about the truth, then we'll have things hidden from public sight. Marby Dog says, "Jeff, did you see some Biggie conspiracy streams back in the day, right? You did some Biggie conspiracy streams." I don't think I did. I may have mentioned it in passing here and there, but I don't think I'm knowledgeable enough about Biggie to be making a conspiracy stream. No, I don't remember. People are laughing their ass off because this is what happens when your world gets dominated by the somebodies and you have to be a politician. Another white people food event. Wow. This guy is being forced to eat this pile of crappy beans and his face. Oh man, it cannot be good. This is like, I'm interested in all food experiences. I mean, look at this. He's taking it in like it's... Like, look at this moment. He felt something happening in his stomach. Oh, and he's trying all the way to look like, oh, this is so good. But he's trying to look like austere in his face. So he's like, oh, this is good. Oh. this is good. But at the same time, you can see that it's painful. Bro, I'm so glad. The hopeful Somali, completely proud of having shared his culture. Wow, that is definitely a white people food phenomenon. The fact that our food is so much better than what's out there, that our poor politicians who are being traitors to their people, they will have a price to pay culinarily. Fade VM sends $20. Thank you so much for the generous donation. He says, JF, longtime fan, going back to your days with co-host Warski and even earlier to Bloodsport's era. What do you think of mainstream persons elevating Fuentes? Do you think he needs to be careful in this climate regarding Kirk? Yeah, those are interesting and important questions. I do think that Fuentes is in the process of mainstreamization. I do think that his discourse is getting softened by the process, and it's okay. It's okay. Fuentes is on his path. And you can see it with the conflicts emerging with people like Arval. He is detaching himself from a white nationalist perspective. That is entirely fine because he's always been open about this. So there's never been deception around this. Nick Fuentes is differently positioned than most people on the far right. And we don't have anything to lose in him. That being said, he is growing into an acceptable personality, and you can see it in the Steven Crowder interview. So, not a particularly interesting interview, although fair. But my reaction to this interview is, why did this have to take 10 years? Why? Why did this not happen in 2016? And it's because, yeah, you know, Steven Crowder is giving the chance to Nick Fuentes, being fair, saying, look, I think that this clip of you is you being kidding, but can you clarify to the audience in case they have questions? So, a fair interview. And then we had a couple of disagreements between the two. But it's very mainstream, you know. I don't see much to be afraid or to consider Nick Fuentes anyhow a controversial personality anymore. Steven Crowder had a positioning where he had a positioning of support for the GDP, and he didn't kind. He characterized the attitude of Nick Fuentes with respect to Kamala Harris and with respect to saying withhold your vote in 2020, in 2024, that is. The position of withholding your vote, he characterized it as accelerationism. Nick Fuentes came back and countered this, argued that it's not entirely accelerationism. I'm not saying don't vote for Trump to make the system worse. I'm saying don't vote for Trump because we need to be in a negotiating position with him. We need to improve him. And Steven Crowder had more of a normie, let's vote for the right because we're right-winger. Okay, that was one point of disagreement. Another point of disagreement was the kind of free market aspect of Steven Crowder, whereas Nick Fuentes was coming more with a fascistic, authoritarian, let's make the world the way we want it to be attitude. I would almost side more with Steven Crowder on this particular question. Because I don't think that with authoritarianism, you can fix the industry. They were specifically talking about restoring the American industry. If you start giving subsidies to restore industries, the problem is you're giving away people's money to a bunch of powerful people. They will end up producing to satisfy the state demand rather than actual market demand. So you are creating a fictive, skewed market. This inevitably is underperforming. We've seen it in the solar panel business with all these credits and incentives. There were companies birthing just to say we're doing solar panels, just to get those state advantages. And in the end, we don't have the expected improvement in this domain that we would have from a free market, which is the free market is, I'm going to buy your fucking solar panel, but please make them so that they can actually help me dry my clothes, that they can actually power my computer. That is the attitude of the free market. And as long as you pour money down the system becomes lazy and it doesn't improve. Georgina says, what do you do for fun? I homeschool my kids. I do math with them. I play games on the internet sometimes. Dota, for example, Super Auto Pets. Before sleeping, I almost always do some math. I always try to prove the Riemann hypothesis. That's what these days I'm doing. The Riemann hypothesis being that there are no zeros of the zeta function outside of the critical line where real is 0.5 or 1/2. This is a fascinating hobby. it gets me occupied for hours, and I don't get tired of it. I always explore a new direction on these questions. I try to think of how do we approach this question differently. And sometimes I'll spend a whole month just, okay, this idea. How about we draw a rectangle between these zeros and these zeros? Would that rectangle be possible? Why would it be impossible? What is the rate of variation? What is the derivative of the zeta function over that span? Let's draw a half circle here. Can that exist in the complex plane? What are the tensions in the growing or shrinking amplification of the imaginary component or the real component? That's what keeps going in my head. And sometimes you have an idea and it takes about a month to put it together and try to really test it and why it doesn't work, because that's always the conclusion. The conclusion is, I can't prove the Riemann hypothesis. Ty Rogerson says, if it takes you too much longer, you can just ask AI to tell you. I use AI a lot as part of this practice. I do this in combination with AI, because AI will just take a month of work and make it into 10 seconds. So if I have an idea, I always ask AI first, can you lay out the fundamentals of this? Can you show me what obstacles we could face? Can you start making some rough calculations to show me if it makes sense? Those are some of my... And of course, going to the restaurant, going to activities outside. Now it's the winter, so the outside activities, I'm maybe are less frequent, but as soon as it's not too cold, outside activities are also very fun. 99NoFX says, like having your balls clamped and playing a game you can't win before bed. Yeah, a little bit. You can't win. Generally, for these problems, which have been unsolved problems of mathematics for 200 years, that means literally every mathematician has tried and they all failed. But I tend to think that the solution will be simple. To these things, I have a unshakable belief that it's just some easy shit that just no one tried. And so that's why you have to know a little bit what was tried before you, but not too much. There's a lot of obsession in researchers around following the tracks that are already made. I'm not like this. I'm like, okay, scratch everything I've done up to now, didn't work. Let's reinvent an axiomatic system. Let's try to work what could work. Rodrigo Sid says, hey, Jeff, I recently saw a statistic from Stats Canada that said in the Northwest Territories, 71.4% of MAID recipients are white, but they are 38% of the population. It seems this is targeted to whites. Always, always, everything is targeted to whites. When the family courts, probate courts, intervene, and like, I had a spouse kidnapped from me by probate court because she was adult, but her dad didn't want her to be with me. Do you really think this is happening in poor black families? Do you really think they're getting a lawyer and getting into the probate court and saying, I want my daughter back from this guy, when they're above 18? No, it's not happening. So these attacks of the bureaucracy against the people, they're always going to end up on the white middle class. Because the white middle class is always more system loving. They're always more into it. They're always going to use more of it. The very rich white, they probably can get out of any trouble you trot them with good lawyers. The very poor whites may not be aware of these services, or they have this kind of instinct that the system is bad, so fuck off. But the white middle class is always the target, the favorite target of the bureaucracy and of this kind of stuff like MAID. Georgina says, you need a woman who's a little more ruthless and able to scheme for herself. Absolutely. I would love, but, you know, an independent woman with independent intelligence and social shielding, I think at this point you're describing a Muslim woman. I have yet to find a white woman who's truly independent of the system. Mama JF was the closest. But see, Mama JF was too insane to stay in place. But yeah, it's very hard to find women who are capable of distinguishing themselves from their social world and the bureaucracy and the state, have confidence in yourself and understand that you are a being endowed with natural forces, extremely powerful evolutionary forces that do not need supervision, do not need help. And you could just pound the babies on the floor one after the other. They would all be doing great. You don't need help. All right, let's have a look at Super Chats.
An interesting idea I heard on the C YouTube channel. We fear entropy because it will lead to the heat death of the universe. But entropy is the mechanism that makes something like holding objects even possible, as friction is a symptom of entropy.
Well, friction is a symptom of entropy. Yes, I mean, in the large sense. Is it even the right phrasing? I'm not sure. Friction is entropy. Maybe the most specific phrasing. Is it a consequence of entropy? Is anything a consequence of entropy? Well, when we talk of entropy, we talk of the arrow of time, of the increased disorganization of the universe. Okay. I would reject, though, that we fear entropy because it leads to the death of the universe. I don't think that our fears can have evolved to be afraid of what happens in a billion years from now. They cannot have evolved for this, because for evolution to make you afraid of something, you need to have faced it before. So I would reject the first portion, but yes, entropy is important in in friction. Now, is it friction that holds objects together? That's an important question. Is it friction that holds objects together? Wasn't there this explanation by a popular physicist that what holds objects together is kind of the magnetism down the line? What makes two atoms not mend into each other is the repulsion between their electrons, right? So you can't compact things forever. Eventually, things acquire a volume from the fact that they are self-rejecting magnetically. JFET says, holding objects together is like anti-entropy. Exactly, that is true. That is correct. So I would reject some of what friend of Gandalf has said. Holding objects together is not entropy, in fact. In fact, destroying objects is entropy. So yeah, there's some truth, some interesting stuff in this, but some of it is beside the track, I believe. Ty Rogerson says gravity holds things together. Well, it holds planets, but gravity is not the reason why a computer keyboard is solid. The computer keyboard is solid because first of magnetic repulsion, so it has volume. And then it stays together because of molecular attachments of all kind, I guess, in the plastics. In the structure of the plastics that create a solid crystal-like form. Perhaps not a perfect crystal for plastics, but an enmeshed structure of some sort. In fact, while we're eating white people food, I was looking into the chemistry of cooking. And there's all sorts of interesting things to talk about in the book. The Maillard process, so the process that makes things brown when you cook them, bakeries or steaks, browning the outside of something is to rely on the Maillard process, which takes molecules like sugar and amino acids and binds them together in chains. So that's why you have a crispification. It's that there were molecules in living things. The sugars are separate from the amino acid, but under the Maillard process, under heat, you get caramelization, and it just turns out that the attachment between a sugar and an amino acid leads to a molecule that tends to be brown. Now, Gus Grizzle says they're browning the USA. Yes, the Maillard process is happening to humanity in a metaphorical way. And then there's the burning point, the char. And from browning to charring, you have not a continuum. You have two separate chemistry at play here. In the Maillard process, the molecules aren't destroyed. They are reattaching themselves. In the charring process, you have the burning effect through oxygen. So oxygen comes in, attaches to C, N, H, any molecules of life. And then if it attaches to C, it makes CO2. If it attaches to N, it makes some kind of nitrous oxides or whatever. And then it can also attach to H and make water vapor. And then after burning, after the oxygen has attacked the food, then you have a leftover black carbon skeleton, which is all carbon and some hydrogen. Basically stuck in a skeleton-like structure that's easy to crumble. So when you cook, you have to understand the difference. There are certain situations. Maillard is always the process for browning in cooking. There are certain situations where you want to bring it to the char. For example, when you grill a steak with lines of char, lines of black char on a grill, that is an example where the char comes in as a desired recipe effect. Sadi Edwards says, we invented the curing process. The curing in the sense of what? Because there's various ways in which you can cure. Salt, smoke, or do we call it curing when it's smoke? I bought some chicken hearts. I was at the grocery yesterday in town, and I got some chicken hearts, chicken livers. I think I'm going to have a fun weekend. Mr. Philbert Coffee says, Jeff, why do some women have inverted nipples? Seems like a negative trait for feeding babies. I don't know. I've never heard of it. I don't know. Maybe they pop out when they are erect. I don't know. Are they always inverted? Or I'm sure they get overdeveloped during pregnancy, and perhaps some of them revert back. That would be my hypothesis. FBI Director Kash Patel ordered agents to drive his girlfriend Alex Wilkins' intoxicated friend home on at least two occasions. In one instance, Patel called the head of Wilkins' security detail and yelled at him to carry out the request on behalf of his girlfriend. Oh, Alex Wilkins, you know, is a young lady, so she must have young lady friends. And you have Kash Patel, director of the FBI here. I can imagine the scene just like in the John Travolta movie. What's the name of that movie where he's in charge of handling the drunk girl of a mafioso or something? I can imagine the scene. All right, what else do we have? A generational betrayal has occurred. HUD Secretary Scott Turner confirmed that Democrats gave government-backed mortgages to illegal aliens harming American citizens. Yeah, the movie I mentioned is Pulp Fiction. They're now being purged. We took away FHA-backed mortgages from illegal aliens during the Biden administration. They turned a blind eye. Over 12 million illegals came over the border. We worked with Secretary Noem to make sure only U.S. citizens live in HUD-funded housing. Fuck this funded housing, bro. Why are we doing this? We're giving away. So people that work hard to pay for their house, they're just stupid or what? They're giving away this stuff to migrants. Now they're removing it to migrants, but they're keeping it for citizens. We have to stop giving roofs to people. FBI pipe bomber breakthrough exposes Biden era failures after 4 years. Yeah, so this pipe bomber, I saw the story a couple of weeks ago. There was basically a bunch of sleuths of the internet that started investigating specific people. They had a list of names, and I didn't talk too much about it. I think I may have mentioned it quickly on the show, saying I hope that they are right and all, but the evidence to me was not totally convincing, so I had not decided to cover it as a news story. However, they seem to have arrested one of the guys that were being tracked by the sleuths of the internet. So somehow, the internet people, I think this was not happening on 4chan, I think it was happening on X, they caught these...
Speaking of video games, I think you would enjoy Clair Obscur. Very heuristic, very philosophical, very French. The final decision in the game is reminiscent of the living as a slave dichotomy that you discussed with Vegans Gains.
Really? A game that ends in you deciding to be a cow or a farmer? Oh, okay, Clair Obscur. I'll have a look at it. It seems like you're talking to me about a narrative history game. Clair Obscur. Released on April 2025. Clair Obscur Expedition 33. A turn-based RPG with real-time mechanics. Whoa! Okay, is it Final Fantasy style RPG? Turn-based. Expedition 33 is out.
Rated M for mature.
You should never have come. You're only going to make things worse for everyone.
No. She chose to come. I didn't make the rules between you two.
You're fighting to change things.
For those who come after. Right?
So I was used to losing people.
Yeah, me too.
Fascinating because it's non-Japanese, but it's trying hard to be Japanese type of aesthetics. I find it fascinating. It's like a bunch of French people trying to look Japanese.
Is this true? My own Daniel's with him. We need to go now. Who are you?
The man with no face.
I know it seems absurd to offer oblivion as recompense, but...
Okay, the... Look. I think this is something I might have dedicated a whole year of my life to when I was 10 years old, 12 years old, even perhaps 20 years old. And do I want to start this? Because, wow, I'm sure this is gonna... consume a lot of my time. Not sure I have that much time in life, but oh, it seems like a beautiful game that probably can become addictive. Interesting aesthetics.
It's winning every award this year at the Game Awards. Music, gameplay, story, everything. The twists in the game are far more complex and interesting than Inception, in my opinion.
Wow, those are... you are pulling strong words. Oh, bro. Do I want to be addicted to an RPG at 41 years old? Maybe. Maybe you have just said the words to move me. I mean, maybe we can make a couple of shows doing a full game walkthrough. Forecast says the game looks shitty, though. Yeah, there looks to be something like bizarre aesthetics in that trailer, like poor character animation or something. It's like, I believe that in 2025, we are beyond this. But at the same time, there seems to be something also unique about it. Perhaps, there is a genre of YouTube videos where a streamer would just spend like 14 hours in a row just playing a game. I could do this, maybe.
The only reason I tell you about this game is because your analysis of it will be your best show of the year.
On top of sending me money, you're also encouraging me. I might buy it. I'll see, is it available on PC? I'm assuming it is. Long RPG stream. I mean, we could do this. Focus says, we have such graphics 20 years ago. And then what? Are you guys want to play a female character? Seriously? Yeah, it seems that the female characters like are not... they're not these perfect giga boob, giga ass having, super thin hips. It seems like these characters are constructed to be kind of leftish, anti-beauty, bizarre. But okay, I'll give a thought at the idea of buying this game and perhaps playing it publicly, sharing it with you guys. World risks a disintegration of the international order as Macron fails to woo Xi into pressuring Putin. So yeah, there is a strong French push under the opposition against Putin and Russia. That has been observable throughout this war with Ukraine. Widespread misconduct. Trump admin orders all beneficiaries of nation's largest DEI program to surrender financial records. Bro, they've been shoveling money onto these institutions, getting them to hire people on the basis of race, sex, gender, whatever, just to throw money, trickle down to people who weren't needed. The whole economy has been turned into a zombie, fake structure. So at this point, everyone has houses and they've been paid ultimately because the government shoveled money down the throat of corporations saying, just hire a bunch of people with it. Sean B says, you could host a Minecraft game and have us all build stuff inappropriate and go attack other Minecrafters. Yeah, I mean, we had a Minecraft server on the Discord. Where I don't know if it's still up. I think it is. You should join the Discord server if you're into this. I've not been spending too much time into Minecraft. I think it's a great game, but I don't want to become a Minecraft pro, you know? Georgina says, I think you're a sociopath like me. I could make you happy. Well, Georgina, are you a reproductive female? That is the question. If so, you write to me. If not, then don't tell me that you could make me happy. You can't make me happy if you're not a reproductive female single. Anon says, Jeff, did you know that Dota accounts with the immortal rank, the highest one, are cheaper than Herald, what you have? Which is the lowest? Cheaper. I don't know what you mean. First, I'm Hera. I think I've accessed the next degree to Herald. I think I've been promoted above. And I think I was in Herald because I had not played very much. Georgina says, I can make any guy happy. No, we don't want you to make any guy happy. We want you to make one guy happy. If that guy is me, you send me an email, and then we can have just intense baby-making sex. Now, that's if you're a female, if you're reproductive, and if you've decided to make me happy. And on, that being said, I don't want to buy Dota accounts. I don't care about looking like someone I'm not. I don't care about looking like a Dota pro, but it's someone else who did the work to get me there. Genesis says, JF, yes, on the tractor, the heterosexual sex will happen on the John Deere tractor. Genesis says, JF, do you have a reading list of your best recommendations? Well, personally, I always say you read The Selfish Gene by Richard Dawkins. Then you read The Extended Phenotype by Richard Dawkins. Then you need The Revolutionary Phenotype. Or you can start with this one. But definitely those three books are the fundamental thing. My whole fundamental view, first principles-based view of the world relies on this series of books. The Selfish Gene, The Extended Phenotype, The Revolutionary Phenotype. Now you say, do I have recommendations? Depends if you want to go into advanced textbooks of behavioral psychology and genetics and, of course, all of the big textbooks, the Alberts for neuroscience, the Plumin for behavioral psychology. And then if you want to go in fiction, I'm not a fiction guy. I don't read much fiction book. I wouldn't recommend any of them. If you want to be in the cooking domain, you will have to wait for White People Food, which will hopefully I get to work on this. Georgina says, do you mind if I lack emotions? A lot of men complain about that one. No, I don't mind that you lack emotions, Georgina. But, like, shut the fuck up, please. Like, you are you are already indicative to me that you have a lot of emotions, because you're all over my regular chat saying, do you mind if I don't have emotions? Well, that seems like an insecure psychopath. Be confident in yourself. I think that love is possible, even if you don't have emotions, on the basis of a contract for reproduction. Now, if you want to enter in that contract with me, you send an email to my Gmail address. You can find it at jfg.world, or you send me a DM on Discord or a DM on Twitter. She says, no, I'm on cocaine. Well, then you are not fit. Not having emotion was fine, but being on cocaine, I don't see you becoming a mother soon, so I will have to cancel you. Genesis says, how would you define masculinity, strength, stoicism? Do you think it's okay for men to cry? Here I'm going to ban Georgina, because who cares? Masculinity, well, it is, it's a couple of things behaviorally. And of course, it's not even all men at this point. There's really betas showing up with feminine tendencies, and there's a blurring of the sexes happening in the city. Genderless stuff is not just in looks, it's also in behavior. But generally, to me, a foundational male, a model, archetypical male, to me is a male, is someone that is a solid pillar upon which one can count not just as a provider to drain from energy and money, but count in the honorable sense, someone that you know he's going to tell you the truth, you can trust that he's going to honor his commitments, you can trust basically that he is a standing pillar of moral righteousness, capacity to care, but not to care to the point of being overbearing and invasive. Pookie says, the camera is not shaking. Exactly. Exactly, it is not shaking because I have installed an independent mic stand, beautiful Hercules mic stand that goes very high, and then it comes down and puts the camera right in front of me, perfectly isolated from the rest of my setup now. A man is also a man because of honor requirements and contractual requirements. A man is a freer individual than a woman. It is a man understand liberty, understand bubbles, understand respect much more than woman. Women have no boundaries. They think they can control everything, and they want to. Men are capable of respecting boundaries, borders, neighbors, fences. Those are male concepts, you know. And also, males are a risky bet of nature. Males are like, if you compare nature to a roulette VIP game, a female is like betting on red or black. You have 50% chance of winning a little bit, 50% chance of losing a little bit. If you were to bet small amounts on red or black, that is the female. A male is like betting all of your stack of money onto one number, 23 or 50 or 12. A male is a high-risk enterprise, where most will fail. And to be successful, you need to have those trial and errors, those capacity to handle failure that women don't quite have. The stubborn autism. And then for your last question, is it okay for men to cry? Yes, but men cry for a different reason than women. Men cry for genuine, moving events of life. Women, they cry to send signals. Women cry socially. They cry to tell you something. Men don't cry to say anything. Men cry internally. They cry for themselves. Men are not trying to manipulate you toward any direction with their cries. A man who starts crying is just personally touched by something important, the marriage of his daughter, whatever. Something that touches him. He's not trying to change the behavior of anyone around him with his tears. The woman always is. Sean B says, Papa, should we gang up and trade crypto with autistic strategies? There are plenty of these organized Telegram channels of basically signals and trying to crowd source the excitement around a given new crypto, and they'll try to fluff it up. And the impression being, if we all move together, it creates a mass effect that rises the price more and we profit more. But when you really analyze down the line what this is as a strategy, it's the exact same thing as all the rest. It's you are always the turkey of some stuffing. You are always trying to follow, but if you're too much in the follow, you get fucked. And if you're too much in the lead, you get fucked because people don't follow. And so the whole science of enrichment is how am I the first before that wave of crowd excitement? And let me tell you, those Telegram channels where you want to gang up and do copy trading, as Ty Rogerson names it, they are stuffing you and you are their turkey. So when they starting a meme and, oh, we're all going to dump into silver, they are already positioned to profit from you. And you may be the last follower who gets fucked by it. Sean B says, I'm thinking more about finding the mathematical equation or find a pattern that we can keep using, but not pump and dump. Well, pattern finding. On our Discord, you have people who are trading every day, and that's all they do all day. Pattern finding. But there's 50 different models. In fact, there's more than 50. There's tens of thousands of different models you can apply. You can say, oh, those are the Fibonacci lines. Those are the Bollinger Bands. Those are the RSI, normalized RSI, specialized RSI. You can develop all these models. And if you want to hear about this, join us on the Discord. You have actually experts that spend their days trying to profit from the markets. But down the line, AI is taking over also, and they're going to be better at humans to find patterns. Traditional philosophy says, how could it be the case that women always cry socially if they cry by themselves alone? That is a point I've been trying to make on my Twitter account recently. It's not because you masturbate that sex isn't about a communion of two individuals. Masturbation exists because sex is a social act, but masturbation is the practice for it. So crying alone can be a practice for manipulating people. So yes, a woman can cry alone, but they're just practicing to fuck you up.